think for the last 3 weeks, we have been reading our way through St. Paul's letter to the Romans, and today we come to the conclusion of this series of readings. And as I was thinking about Romans, a letter that I've been familiar with for 30 plus years, and a letter that is so deep in its meaning, and as you know, I have a great love for music as well, that I drew a parallel that Romans is to Paul what Messiah is to Handel. They are both masterpieces. One, a musical masterpiece, the other, a theological masterpiece. But I love the understatement that Paul uses in today's reading, where he says, I've written to you about a number of things to remind you. To remind you. Well, Paul, you've gone into such depth about the nature of who Christ is and its implication for our lives. What a reminder, and one that the church has been able to know and to celebrate for 2,000 years. Countless commentaries have been written on this remarkable letter. And what I want to do this morning is highlight one beautiful verse that we have in today's reading, where St. Paul says of the Christians in Rome, Christians he's not yet met in person, but he's looking forward to go to Rome so that he can see them. But he says of these people, I myself feel confident about you, my brothers and sisters, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to instruct one another. Now, sometimes people think that Paul's kind of a grumpy guy, because he sometimes has some pretty hard things to say. He's a father. He needs to correct at times. But there's not an ounce of grump in that statement, is there? What a beautiful expression of the admiration and the respect that he has for the Roman Christians. He affirms his confidence in their goodness. And not only does he say your goodness, he says you are full of goodness. What could he possibly mean by this? Well, one of the things that I've been able to appreciate again through my years of studying Holy Scripture is that books of the Bible have something that's called a melodic line. Now, in music, the most famous melodic line is the beginning of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Ba-ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba-ba. It comes all the way through the first movement. And St. Paul does something similar in a literary way. It's called the melodic line of the letter to the Romans. In chapter 1, at verse 4, he writes this. For I will want to affirm my apostleship, which is to bring about the obedience of faith among the Gentiles. That's the point. His whole ministry is to bring about the obedience of faith amongst the Gentiles. That's Romans chapter 1, verse 4. And in the reading that Jan did to us from chapter 15 at verse 18, listen to what he says at the end of his letter. For I will not speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me, listen to this, to win the obedience from the Gentiles. There it is at the beginning, and here it is at the end. One of the melodic lines of the letter to the Romans. And so Paul says, I know that you're full of goodness, because he understands that they are full of grace, that they are a people who are growing in listening to God, as we had in the gospel acclamation, those who listen to the word of God will grow in faith. And that's what Paul is saying here about these beloved Roman Christians. It was once told that when Michelangelo began to carve a huge and shapeless block of marble, he said it was his intention to release the angel imprisoned in the stone. To release the angel imprisoned in the stone. And that's what Paul's saying here. I see your goodness. I see your potential. And not only do I see that, I see the way in which you are able to instruct one another in your faith. Now, as I reflected on this verse, it struck me that from the first generation of the Christian movement, the centrality of the laity is articulated. Because that's what Paul's doing here, right? He's not writing to priests. He's writing to lay people. Now, Paul understood the importance of his priestly ministry, and he says so in this same passage where he said, I am a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles in the priestly service of the gospel of God. He understood that his priesthood was to serve the lay faithful so that they would become mature in Christ. St. Paul was so committed to this mission that at the end of Romans, he says something about the breadth of his journey. He said, from Jerusalem and as far around as Illyricum, I have fully proclaimed the good news of Christ. And here we have a map that illustrates the journey or journeys of St. Paul. Here's Jerusalem here. Now, Illyricum is not actually on the map, but if I go with my pointer, it's up here somewhere. And so all of these cities that you see represented on this map of the Roman Empire are all of the places St. Paul visited. Remember in the gospel, Jesus said, those who are people of this age are more shrewd in their dealing with their contemporaries than are the sons and daughters of light. Not St. Paul. St. Paul was shrewd. St. Paul, understand, he had a passion and a commitment to the mission that was his because he understood that he was to bring about the obedience of faith amongst the Gentiles. There they are, represented on that map. And so we want to celebrate that at the end of Romans, St. Paul rejoices in the gift of God's lay faithful. Those people who, having turned to Christ, are living in a new way. And so in conclusion, as I reflected on these verses from Romans 15, it reaffirmed for me my relationship to you, the people of St. Peter's, because you, my beloved brothers and sisters, are full of goodness, knowledge, and able to instruct one another in the Lord. That's such a beautiful thing about this parish. How so many of you are so committed to your vocation. And as Paul expressed to the Romans his love for them, I want to express my love for you. That this parish has such potential. We have such opportunities to continue to grow, to mature. We are not going to stagnate. And that's the concern Jesus has in the gospel, that the children of light can just kind of coast. Paul was no coaster. And we want to be a people inspired by him, that we will continue to see St. Peter's become more multifaceted and a more vibrant community of faith. And please know that as Paul loved those to whom he wrote, and he wanted them to be able to grow in their calling, I want to become more dedicated to my calling. So in turn, I, as a priest of the gospel, can help you become more dedicated to yours.